Blog Talk Radio.
Stop scrolling. Get off the pot. And flush it. And listen to Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. To reach Bill live, call 718-766-4314. That's 718-766-4314. Now, here's your host, Billy Borelli.
That is me, Billy Borelli. What is happening? I am not a rap-in, as you can tell. I can probably bust around, but too, you know what I'm saying? What's happening? What's up, child? Chilling and shit. I got a massive headache right now. I know why. It's because all week I've been pumping my system full of coffee. My boss is like, let's get some coffee. Let's get some coffee. Let's get some coffee. And I'm like, okay. And then today we're just like, okay, we got work to do. And I'm like, I'm missing something today. I just feel down. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like cutting my tongue out and stabbing my eyeballs. Then I'm like, okay, well, you know, lunchtime came around, bought me a burrito, super burrito, ate that, was at the desk and just like, golly, I'm falling asleep, wanting to pass out. I know it's Friday and it's the end of the week and I'm sore. I hit the gym and I'm just like, you know, this is how Fridays are. Welcome to Billy Borelli's Laugh Chat. How's your week going? How did your week go? Tell me about it if you can, if you want to. If you want to talk, that's fine. If not, fuck off, really. Guest call in is 718-766-4314. 718-766-4314. Let's open up with Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Let's open up with some Aloha snack bar motherfuckers. So California is in the news and the world news now because of a mass shooting. If you're familiar with a mass shooting, go ahead and picture it. My cat's at the door wanting to come in. You can't come in. Not yet. You've got the heat. I got the door closed. I'm cold in here. Jeez. Meow. So where were we? Yes. So think. Try to picture what a mass shooter would look like. You're probably going to say he's white. You're probably going to say he's middle-aged. He's fed up with his job. Let me let this damn cat in before it makes too much noise. But you can hear me still, I'm sure. You know, he's fed up with his job. He's fed up with the people. He's just fucking fed up. I'm just fed up. I've had it. I'm just going to fucking shoot people. I'm not going to, like, get a bunch of porn and jerk off. I'm not going to buy a 12-pack and just think about it. Just get drunk. Because some people do that. They're just like, you know, I'm going to get an 8-ball. I'm going to get a 12-pack. I'm just, fuck it. I'm just going to get drunk and high. And then by tomorrow, I'll be fine. Some guys just, you know, I want to just lock and load. I'm going to get my guns and, you know, bah, I'm going to go fucking shoot everybody because they were mean to me. And some people just fucking snap. They just snap. No warning, no rhyme or reason, just flip out. And that's what you're thinking when you think mass shooter, domestic terrorist. White people, that's all they do is shoot up. You know, people, they shoot things and, you know, they shoot people and they cause death of, you know, everybody, white people just go around the world and just kill people and shoot people and conquer and this and that, this and that, and this and that, and this and that. So yesterday in San Bernardino, three suspects were, they shot up their Christmas party at the office. Not the office, not the show, the office, because, you know, that'd be kind of weird. they went to their job and shot everybody, or shot a lot of people. And then they went outside, and the cops were, you know, shooting back and forth, and they killed two of them, I believe. Got one of them in custody. And details were sketchy. And everybody was like, oh, my God, guns. White people and their fucking guns. Oh, my God, white people again and their guns. Oh, my God, keep white people away from guns. It was probably a white cop that snapped, and he got tired of the bullshit because white people and cops shoot everybody. Wrong. Wrong. How fucking wrong can you be? Turns out that the shooters were actually of Middle Eastern descent. You racist. No, you factualist. That's fucking who they were. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Bugger. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Hey, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. What the fuck? Hello. Allahu Akbar. So these three fucksticks decide to shoot up their job. Now, remind you, it's a married couple. They dropped the kid off at the grandmother's house, and they locked and loaded. They didn't just let me go out to my car and get my gun, shoot the place up. They went, let me go home, get all my ammo, get all my weapons, get all my pipe bombs, plural. Let me get my body armor. Let me get everything I need to get because I'm going to war. This was planned well in advance. It wasn't just fly of the night. You fucker. Bang, one shot. You bitch, you called me an Allah snack bar. Pow. Pow, wow, wow. Ramadan this, bastard. No, they didn't. They planned this. They knew what was going to happen. They collected all the ammo. They collected the body armor. They collected everything they needed to do this. And they killed people. And they got smoked themselves. And one of them is in custody. Thank you very much, San Bernardino Police Department. So your resident, the resident in the White House, because he's just taking up space, decided to say that guns were the problem. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here. You remember Dylann Roof, the crazy, crazy liberal, anti-government, crazy nut job, nutbag, who went and killed, I think it was 9 people in a church with a handgun. As soon as he did that, it was white people, it's racial, it's this, it's that. Now it's just a gun problem. It's not a terrorist problem. It's a gun problem. Had those people just shown up in body armor and pipe bombs, well, everything would be okay. They'd just blow the place up. Fuck it. Instead of shooting everybody, because the gun is the real problem. Not the pipe bombs. If you know what a pipe bomb is. It's a bomb made out of a pipe. That's just a piece of pipe. It's a bomb. They rode around with fucking bombs and body armor and ammo and guns. Oh, it's the gun's fault. The big bad black gun. Arr! It's the gun's fault. The resident in the White House says, oh, it's the gun's fault. We need stricter gun control laws. It's the gun's fault. Let's ban guns. Now, Salon.com, whatever the fuck they are. Let's take away guns. We need to take away the Second Amendment. Okay, go ahead. You take away the Second Amendment, and we're going to take away the First Amendment. And in fact, we're going to take all the fucking rights. You have no more rights. We're going to just take them all. Because if you're going to take one, you better take them all. Because that Second Amendment protects the rest of those amendments. Without that Second Amendment, you wouldn't have any goddamn rights. Salon would be US.gov. This site can no longer be viewed, FBI. So,
They're not going to take away your guns. That's bullshit.
No, they want to take away the guns, and they want to give them to ISIS. Because these two folks pledged allegiance to ISIS. Did they? Oh, yes, they did. And a neighbor who I like to kick deeply in his rectum, said, well, I don't want to seem like a racist. So, you know, I was working and I saw people bringing stuff in the house and people standing around, and I didn't say anything because I didn't want to seem like a racist. So, sir, because you didn't say anything and you saw some suspicious activity, 17 people are now dead. More are in the hospital because you didn't want to see racist. I have two words for you if you think that I'm going to sound like a racist if I report suspicious activity. Fuck you. Because I'm going to report suspicious activity. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you think of me. Because this suspicious activity could prevent something from happening to you, your neighbor, that neighbor's neighbor, your coworker, the person that sweeps the streets, the garbage man, the police officer, the nurse, the retail worker, anything, anybody. Notice I didn't mention a color. I mentioned just the people. So it's suspicious activity because some dark individual is cutting off somebody else's head. Well, I don't want to seem like a rapist, but I think it's cutting somebody's head off over there. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So, ISIS, bring it. Now, here's the difference. People are like, well, I don't need the police. Fuck ISIS. I'll stomp them out. Yeah, just like I'm sure the 17 people were ready to stomp ISIS out. See, here's the difference between you and the police department. The police department are kind of prepared. They're ready. They're always ready. They're ready for a crime to happen. They're ready to investigate a crime. They're always ready. ISIS, they're always ready. They're always going to look to chop somebody's head off and to parade it around and drive those Toyota trucks. Who knows where they're getting them from? And Ford. They're always ready. You, on the other hand, are not ready. No, no, you weren't ready. You weren't ready. Ooh. As your greatest comedian, Kevin Hart says, no, no, I wasn't ready. You're not ready. ISIS will fuck you. Oh, ISIS will fuck you up. Merry Christmas. Jeez. Speaking of, and the Muslim mosque that these people worshipped at, they're surprised.
They're surprised. I did not know they were going to do this. I swear to God, I swear to Allah, I swear that they are not going to do this. Boom! Pull the cord. That's all you have to do. You don't want to learn your ABC. We're not going to teach you anything about school. You see this button? Press it. That's all. That's all. You will grow up to press it. Press it. Get your thumb strong. You will press it. You know nothing else in life but to press it. Press the button. Press it. Press it. Press it.
Kaboom. You're dead.
Meanwhile, people are like, you got to get rid of guns. Guns are evil. Guns in the wrong hands are evil.
But if a white person has a gun, they're racist. Get the fuck out of here. Get off my show. Don't tune in because I don't need your stupidity. I don't need your lack of common sense. Anybody can commit a crime with a gun. Anybody. It's responsible citizens that don't. Sensible citizens that don't. Jesus. What are we going to do this Christmas season?
It's the holiday season again. The happiest time of the year, but not for you. Once again, you're in that sad pit of loneliness and sorrow. Perhaps you're missing your loved ones from years gone by, or you didn't get that big promotion or that bonus you were promised. or your husband left you for that trophy wife that is 25 years his junior, or you're just single and can't get a date. But don't despair. There's a solution in your time of need. It's called vodka. That's right, vodka. Mix it with orange juice and you've got the classic screwdriver. Or try it with grapefruit juice and you've got my favorite, the salty dog. And for all you Java junkies out there, pour it in your coffee and creamer and you've got the delicious White Russian. And for all you sophisticated people out there, you can always shake it up in a martini. Vodka. Millions of Russians and Polish can't be wrong. So drink up. Screw it, it's Christmas. But please enjoy responsibly. You don't want to see you on the 10 o'clock news. Merry Christmas from the Billy Borelli Laugh Chat. Yeah, thank you very much. Anyway, so what's going on? So it's Christmas time. It's Christmas time, and white people really, really get into the Christmas cheer. And not spirit. I'm talking cheer. They go all out. They just do everything. They do everything. You know, they do the turd-looking antlers. They have the turd-looking antlers. You know? It's like, I can make better antlers than that with some wire and my cat poop. It's, I'm into the Christmas cheer. You look ridiculous. Take it off, burn it, and go away. Just go away. I don't, just leave. Please, just go. I don't get it. Why do people do that? I mean, they put the wreaths on their car. We know it's Christmas. We know it. I'm alive, aren't I? It's cold in the USA. That means it's the fall. It's not quite winter yet. Well, it will be by Christmas time on the 22nd, I suppose. But it's cold, and yeah, you know what I mean? So don't be an asshole. Don't be an asshole. Don't sit up there and push the Christmas cheer on people. I'm going to put a wreath on my car. I'm going to put a Christmas tree in the back of my truck. Oh, you're bringing it home? No, I'm keeping it there. I'm going to decorate it right there in the back of my truck. I'm going to outdo everybody else. Everybody else is outdoing everybody else this year. How fucking more lights can I put on my house? I want to beat my neighbor. I want to put a robotic reindeer on my lawn. In fact, I'm going to hire a Santa to just sit his fat ass in my yard. You know, that I want to outdo everybody. I want to dig a hole in my yard, bury a tree, make it the biggest damn tree on the block because I want to outdo my neighbors. Not that I'm against the Christmas thing. I think Christmas, as you get older and don't have kids like me, you kind of get into the, it's great for family. It's great for getting together with family and friends. Hey, let's get together. Let's have a party. Let's drink a little bit. Let's have fun. But the whole, like, if I'm going to do mistletoe, I'm putting it as a belt buckle. Sorry. Oh, your mistletoe? Yeah, here's your mistletoe right here. Right here. Go ahead. Kiss it. Kiss it. You know you want to kiss it. Yeah. I mean, and then the parties. Oh, Lord. The parties have always the same people. I mean, you know, anybody that's listening that has an office party knows there's that one person that you didn't know could be so fucking annoying when they drink. It's like, Jesus Christ, literally, your
you make me want to, I love your ass. How do you get so bad after drinking? And then you've got the guy or woman, whoever, that steals the food. Well, I'm just going to take some of this home. I'm going to take some of this home because it's going to sit out. And so they take it home. My job's done that. I'm like, I'll just eat what I eat. And then I'm done. I ain't taking this shit home because I had to go, you know, I have to go back home on train. Not anymore, but I had to go back home on the train. I ain't carrying this shit on the BART, smelling like food. Y'all can have it. There's, oh, okay, so I'm going to take this home. Oh, I'm going to give this to my kids because my kids, blah, 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 blah. Oh, and these are, yeah, there's always the person that takes the shit home. Then there's always the person that brings like a cookie and then eats for like five people. Well, I brought that nobody touched, but yet they've got a plate full of shit. There's that person. Then there's the person that complains about what they brought and complains about the people they didn't bring. Well, I brought that, but they didn't bring that. That's not right. Oh, my God. Really? I mean, come on. That's not right. Yeah. I still got a headache, you know, so if you're going to go to a holiday thing, don't just bring the cupcakes and the cookies, be original. Like, you know, I need to make beef jerky. I haven't made beef jerky in a while and that's my thing. I just can't eat it because of my braces. But people like my meat. They like it when I jerk my meat, motherfucker. So, you know, it's that's what I need to do. I need to jerk my meat, make beef jerky, you know. So, but anyway, you know, there just needs to be more cool parties, less. I mean, you decorate, you know, make it festive, I suppose. And me, I'm a big sucker for like the cookies with the sugar frosting on it, you know, like in the shape of a tree or Santa or whatever. I'll eat the shit out of those. Like, oh my God, I just doo-dooed in my pants. Yeah, I'll eat those like, you know, I'm the type, I'll bring like a muffin. Like, I brought that, and I'll be eating everybody else's cookies. No, that's not me. You know, so, yeah, holiday parties are a trip. Especially if you're in an office and there's a holiday party, I'm pretty sure that this happens because you see it in movies where, you know, a couple gets drunk and they end up, you know, going into the office and fucking on the copy machine or whatever. And it's just like so cliche. Just like, come on, really? You know, that's the best you can do? You know, really? So, yeah, so cliche. Don't be cliche. Just go to the party. And then there's this the whole like Secret Santa. Everybody is buying gift cards now. Last year, Secret Santa, I had a $25 Starbucks card. Thanks. How original. You went into a Starbucks and said, "Give me a fucking card. Because I can't think of anything else to give this douchebag whom I picked. I'd rather you not give me anything. Here's a gift card. Here's a gift card to Best Buy." Well, the nearest Best Buy to me is like, what is it, 15 miles away? I don't go to Best Buy. I could shop online, actually. That's kind of true. I could, you know, there's a lot of shit you can buy online. But everybody just goes and gets gift cards. I remember when you would buy the gift, wrap the gift, take it, and then somebody would unwrap it and be like, "Hey, thanks. Wasn't what the fuck I wanted, but thanks anyway for wrapping it." Now it's just a gift card. Lonely old, and I'm guilty of that last year. I picked this one girl whom I had a crush on. Anyway. Oh, why is my phone? Stupid phone. I didn't say, okay, Google. See? I said, had a crush on, and it didn't do anything. Okay, Google. Oh, it didn't do it. So, You know, and I bought her a Macy's gift card and a bottle of tequila. Everybody likes alcohol. I don't give a shit. Buy me a bottle of alcohol, but some good stuff. Don't buy me some rock gut. You know, oh, I bought you a pint of, you know, Jose Cuervo Gold. Well, it's cat piss is what you bought me. Be original, but buy alcohol. Buy some scotch. Buy some vodka. Buy some, you know, buy alcohol makes a good gift. I mean, you know, don't drink it on the way home, but it makes a good gift for some reason. Everybody, even if they don't drink, they're like, fuck it, I'm going to drink it. I've never had a sip in my life. Bottle of wine, something to consume. If you get them some, like, really good, like, coated almonds or some sort of, you know, almond roca or alcohol or, you know, fruit punch, I don't know, fuck, Kool-Aid, something to consume. People are going to appreciate that. You know, they're really going to like, okay, right, because, you know, those are things that adults appreciate. Kids appreciate toys. You know, you could give a kid a toy and they're happy. I mean, sometimes they're just like, they got so many toys and you put the unused toys up and they use the toys. But what's out there? I want to know what's out there now. I mean, you can't have a toy gun anymore. You can't have a toy doll, apparently. I don't know. White, there's only white dolls. And if it's a white doll and you want to give it to somebody that's not white, well, that's offensive. You can't just get a doll. I mean, everything is out to offend and hurt people. Well, fuck it. Just give them bubble wrap. Jeez, you can't go wrong with a yard of bubble wrap. The big kind, too. The big, fat, big bubble wraps. Here you go. Here's a box of bubble wrap. Have at it. Just don't choke on it. Pop, pow, pop, 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 snap, pop, pop, snap, 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 pop. A lot of fun for 10 minutes until the bubble wraps all pop. Then you just got a bunch of plastic. All right, clean that shit up. Christmas is over. What was inside? Air. It's free. Enjoy it. It didn't offend anyone. It didn't hurt anyone. And it's good for the environment. That last part's a lie. You got to just like wrap your kids in bubble wrap. Well, okay, I want you to go play outside. But I don't want you to smack your face into the curb. So we're going to wrap this bubble wrap around your forehead. We're going to put a helmet on you, wrap that in bubble wrap. Then we're going to put some elbow pads. We're going to put some gloves on you. When I was a kid, we took our lumps. We took our lumps. We rode bikes without pads, without gloves, without anything. We tumbled. We came back. Of course, mom was pissed, you know. What'd you do this time? Meanwhile, I've got a skid mark with dirt inside my skin. Hey, I don't know, mom, this kind of hurts. So, you know, I appreciate you yelling at me in that high-pitched voice. And I also appreciate the backhand to the head. But if you could please clean out my fucking skin. We took our lumps. Kids these days, they don't take their lumps. They get pampered. They get, don't go to soccer. You're going to get hurt. I'll just put you in chess club. Well, what if the other guy loses and sticks the fucking king right in your eye? Then what are you going to do? Checkmate, bitch! Oh, man. Hey, thanks a lot for listening.
We hope you enjoyed this broadcast. Be sure to follow Billy Borelli on Twitter at ComedianBillyBo. Tune in next time, boys and girls. You may now proceed to mindless scrolling. Thank you.